Hey everybody, this is Ryan, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So lately, I've been rewatching the Avengers movies. No particular reason, I decided to watch Endgame and then went back and have kind of been going from there with just the Avengers movies. I want to talk about a specific moment, a specific section in Avengers Age of Ultron. The Avengers are... Well, frankly, they're kind of in trouble. They're not doing well. Things have gone kind of sideways. And Iron Man, Tony Stark is talking about how things have gotten so much bigger, more complicated, how they're dealing with external threats from outer space. This isn't just, you know, gunrunners and drug lords anymore. And he has this interesting exchange with Captain America, with Steve Rogers. Rogers and Stark are talking. Stark looks at Rogers and says, "How are you guys planning on beating that?" Rogers replies, "Together." Stark, "We'll lose." Rogers, "Then we'll do that together too." Wow. I mean, it's on the one hand, it's Cap's normal level of optimism and camaraderie, and I like that. I like that a lot. Good. We'll do that together. Doable. We'll do that together. Bad. We'll do that together. Can't win. We'll do that together too. It's not always the easy moments. Life is not always easy. It doesn't always make sense. It doesn't always go the way we want it to. And in those moments, they're so much easier when we're not doing it by ourselves. When we have our communities, our groups, when we have those around us supporting us and being there with us, whether it's the good moment or the bad. And not just really actually being there, really supporting, making it a together thing. In 1 Samuel 18, as soon as he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David, because he loved him as his own soul. Jonathan stripped himself of his robe that was on him and gave it to David and his armor, and even his sword and bow and his belt. And then David went out and was successful wherever Saul sent him. They formed this bond, and if you keep reading, and it's been years, but I've heard the stories, Jonathan and David are a team. They're a unit. They are always supporting each other, even if it means for Jonathan, you know, going against his father. He feels such a connection to David that he, whatever it is, together. We'll do that together too. So if you know someone, no matter what you know they're dealing with, be there for them, support them, have their back, and let them know that you've got them, that whatever it is, we'll do that together too. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, even if it's losing, we'll do that together too.